This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Candidates are already starting to line up for the 2nd Congressional District, with a number of Democrats talking about taking on incumbent Republican Brad Wenstrup. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So you wrote in your column a crowd of Democrats starting to form already to run for Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup's seat in 2018. How unusual is it to have this much activity this early, and why is it happening?
Pretty unusual. There are at least four who are out there, Democrats, who are saying that they want to run for this seat. And this is a very, very Republican district that Brad Wenstrup's in. It's from eastern Hamilton County all the way out to Pike and Scioto County. A lot of rural areas, a lot of small towns. Very Republican, 56% for Donald Trump the last time around. And as to why it's happening, I think that really there were a whole lot of Democrats, obviously, in this country who were shocked last fall by the fact that Donald Trump won that election and Hillary Clinton did not. And some of them were motivated into action, and that action takes all kinds of forms, whether it's protests, whether it's giving money to liberal progressive organizations. And in some cases, it's running for office. Democrats are coming forward to run for office in greater numbers, even in Republican areas like the 2nd Congressional District.
Now, do you find that it's just in this district, or are you finding widespread interest in elections
now? I think it's more widespread than most people think. I think it's happening in many places around the country. I think it's happening in Ohio with the number of Democrats who are thinking about running for statewide office or who have already announced. If you look at Cincinnati has a city council election this year, and I checked on Friday with the Board of Elections. So far, there have been 37 people who have pulled petitions to run for Cincinnati City Council. That's a lot. 25 of them are carried on the voting rolls as Democrats. Only 7 as Republicans. Then there were 5 who are nonpartisan. Now, you know, no party designations appear on the ballot in a city council election, but 25 of them are identified as Republicans out of the 37.
Democrats, right?
Yes.
25 are identified as Democrats.
Yes, Democrats.
You said Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So do you expect all 37 of them will file their petitions to run for city council? What's the deadline for that?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's in August. August 9th is the deadline. I don't think they're all going to file. There are a lot of people on that list that nobody has ever heard of, frankly, that I've never heard of. And some of them will just, fall by the wayside. But there are going to be a lot of them. And it's going to be a very long ballot for these 9 council seats this year.
Well, as you say, there are just 9 that can be elective. Why do you think such a big crowd is drawn?
Well, part of it, I think, is the fact that up until 2013, we had 2-year terms. Now we have 4-year terms. So there's only one opportunity in every 4 years to run for a council seat. And it encourages more people to run, because if they run and lose, it's going to be another 4 years before they can try it again, if they are serious about getting elected to council.
Now, do you anticipate that the political parties will endorse in this race?
Well, they always do. And the Democratic Party has got 4 incumbent Democrats who are running for re-election, which means they're probably going to endorse another 5 non-incumbents to have a full slate of 9. Republicans probably won't. They're not going to have enough candidates to have a full slate of 9 candidates. And the Charter Committee, which always endorses candidates, will probably endorse a few of their own and then cross-endorse other Democrats and possibly Republicans in this race.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.